And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's yet another bad decision by the General Assembly that you don't hear much about. Lawmakers ended all funding for the state's drug treatment courts that provide a tough and effective alternative to incarceration for nonviolent drug offenders, and the courts actually save the state money. They cost a few thousand dollars for each participant, roughly a tenth of the almost $30,000 a year it costs to keep an offender behind bars. Numerous studies show the program works. One found that 75% of the graduates of drug court were arrest-free 2 years after finishing the program. It's also one of the handful of programs supported by both prosecutors and advocates for alternatives to incarceration. In his 2013 State of the State speech to lawmakers, Governor Pat McCrory called on the House and Senate to restore funding for the courts, but they ignored his request, and he signed a final budget in 2013 that included no funding. What a sad waste of lives and of millions of dollars in taxpayer money. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.